请大家先一同打开圣经马太福音第六章。
Let's open up our Bible to Matthew chapter 6.
我们要读马太福音第六章九到十三节。
We'll read chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13.
马太福音第六章九到十三节
Verse 9 to 13
翻到之后请听我来读、
I will read it
所以你们祷告要这样说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们免我们的债如同我们免了人的债不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远阿们弟兄姐妹们平安
Peace with the brothers and sisters
出去了将近一个月回来能够看到大家、啊、感到特别的亲切
So it's really good to see all your brothers after being out for one month
尤其今天我们、除了中文堂的弟兄姐妹之外也有一些英文堂的弟兄姐妹还有我们青少年、传奇的孩子们都一同在这里
Especially that today it is amazing with our Chinese our English and our youth congregations
我们能够一同聚集在一起敬拜实际上是一件值得感恩的事情
It is a blessing for us to be able to worship together
我们这一季主日信息的主题是求主教导我们祷告
So our seasonal keynote is Lord teach us to pray
我在去中国之前在主日信息当中带着大家看主导文
Before I went to China I actually let you to be the most prayed
我们从马太福音第六章第九节开始一节一节的看已经看到了十二节
We started from Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 verse by verse and today right now we are on I think verse 12 13
yeah, 今天要看十三节
Today we're going to be 13
在过去一个月里面我在中国跑了好几个地方
For the past month I've been to many places in China
在其中一个地方我有机会两次在主日的晚上去到一间孤儿院
I have a chance to go to an orphanage twice on the Sundays
与二十多位大概读小学年纪的孤儿们一同崇拜
to worship with about 20 or so elementary school orphans
每次在聚会结束的时候他们都会用主导文做结束
In the end of the service, they always use the Lord's Prayer to finish.
这些孩子们主导文都背得非常的熟。
All these kids memorize the Lord's Prayer from the inside out.
我在另外一个地方是在山区的农村里面。
Another place I went is actually in the countryside.
那居住的环境比较简单。
Their life is actually more simple.
但是每天清早大家起床的第一件事情就是来到主的面前。
But the first thing people did every morning was to pray.
一同跪在地上唱诗祷告大约四十五分钟。
They went down on their knees and prayed for 40 minutes every morning.
最后也是同声以主导文来做结束。
And they too ended with those prayers.
对我自己来说，我很感谢神，在我去中国之前有机会和大家一句一句的细细思想主导文的内容。
I'm actually grateful that even before I went to China, I was able with all of you to think about the Lord's Prayer.
这帮助我天天在用主导文祷告的时候，不至于变得像念经一样。
It really helped me to prevent my Lord's Prayer from becoming a mechanical incantation.
而是心中确实有很深的感受。
But to actually have a very deep feeling when I pray.
而且每一次和大家一同用主导文祷告的时候，神也都会让我想起在伊萨卡的教会。
And every time when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I thought of you guys in Isaka.
也会提醒我为大家来祷告。
And it reminded me to pray for all of you.
所以我们现在就来继续看主导文。
So let's continue to look at the Lord's Prayer.
先有一点点复习。
Let's review a little bit.
主导文的第一部分包括了三个愿，是哪三个愿？
What are the three wishes that the first part of the Lord's Prayer talked about?
就是愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So they are hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, and your will be done.
那这三个愿有什么共同点？
What are common to all these three wishes?
他们都是以神为中心的。
Well, they are all God-centered.
所以耶稣要我们祷告的时候，第一优先的就是先遵从神在我们生命当中的主权。
So Jesus says that when we pray, we should first give our whole authority to God.
这部分先弄对了，我们的祷告才有意义。
Only when this part is done right, our prayer will be meaningful.
接下来十一节到十三节的前半部是第二大部分。
So from verse 11 to the first part of verse 13 is the second part.
这部分也有三个祈求。
There are also three wishes or petitions in this second part.
而这三个祈求都跟我们人的需要有关。
And all these three petitions have something to do with what we.
第一个祈求在十一节。
The first petition is in verse 11.
我们日用饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
这提醒我们在身体的基本需要上，要信靠仰望神的供应。
It reminds us to give our physical needs to God.
第二个祈求在十二节。
Second petition is in verse 12.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debtors, we also have forgiven our debtors.
这提醒我们也要倚靠神来解决我们与神和与人关系上一切的亏欠。
It also reminds us to rely on God for any debts we have between God or between human.
第三个祈求在十三节的前半节。
The third one is in the second part of verse 13.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
这就是今天要看的。
We'll look at this today.
但是再次提醒大家一件值得注意的事情。
Once again, I remind everyone of you.
就是在原文里面第一部分的三个愿，并没有特别用连接词把它们连接在一起。
In the first part, there were no prepositions connecting the three wishes.
而第二大部分的三个祈求，看起来好像是三件事情。
On the other hand, the three petitions in the second part look like three independent entities.
但在原文里面却特别用一个希腊字 kai 把它们连接在一起。
But in the original text, the three petitions were connected by a Greek preposition kai.
这就相对于英文的 and 或者中文的并且。
It's equivalent to the English and.
圣经学者认为这当中有一个很特别的意思。
Biblical scholars think there's a special meaning behind this.
第一部分的三个愿是显而易见、息息相关的，就不需要特别加上连接词。
The three wishes in the first part were apparently interconnected, so there was no need for any prepositions.
而第二部分的三个祈求，一般人会把它们看作是三件各自独立的事。
But the three petitions in the second part are easily considered as three independent entities.
特别加上连接词，就是要让人知道耶稣强调这三件事情是同等的重要。
The presence of the prepositions here actually are to emphasize the importance that they are connected.
而且这三件事彼此息息相关。
That these three petitions are equivalent to one another and related.
所以在我们每天的生活当中，我们不只是要为身体的需要祷告，也需要为另外两件事祷告。
So in every day, we not only should pray for our own needs, but we also should pray for the other two things.
当你知道人需要吃才能够活的时候，你就也应该知道你的灵性如果得不到医治和喂养，你的生命也会衰弱枯干。
If you realize that you will die if you don't eat, you will also realize that your spiritual life will wither if you don't nourish it.
前一天我去参加一个团契的祷告会。
So I went to this prayer meeting not long ago.
Yeah, a fellowship prayer meeting.
Yeah, worship prayer.
一些同工们表示对一个越来越严重的现象感到忧心。
So a coworker there expressed that he is worried about a happening phenomenon.
就是多年之前我们教会其中一个优点就是基督徒全体总动员。
Well, several years ago our church had this strong point, which is people worship and people do, people come together in everything they do.
我们教会当中很少有不积极参与侍奉不积极追求成长的基督徒。
Back then, our church really didn't have any Christian who did not actively pursue worship or service or other works.
但是最近几年，有一些基督徒虽然住在城里面，却和团契和教会越来越脱节。
But recently, some Christians actually have begun to walk further away from our church.
渐渐的，原本不正常的现象似乎变成正常合理化。
And gradually, what was used to be considered abnormal now become actually normal behaviors.
就是基督徒不一定参加团契，主日不一定来聚会。
For example, Christians may not actually join the fellowship. They may not come to Sunday service.
不一定参加祷告会，不一定参加主日学，不一定参与侍奉，来聚会也不需要准时。
They may not even come to our prayer meeting, may not come to our Sunday school, may not participate in service, may not even be punctual on Sunday services.
今天我们看到多数的基督徒都会为日用的饮食、生活的所需，常常向神祈求。
We see that many Christians pray for their daily need and body needs.
而主导文提醒我们，人活着不是单靠食物。
But the Lord's prayer reminds us that we do not rely on food alone.
我们切切不能忽略灵魂的需要。
We cannot ignore the needs of the spiritual body.
我们不能任凭自己在灵性的成长上变得懒惰松散。
We cannot afford to be lazy in our spiritual growing.
我们不能一而再、再而三地体贴自己的软弱。
We cannot continue to conform to our own weakness.
所以让我们起来祷告。
So we should pray.
起来呼求神帮助我们不要再继续过不长进的生活。
We should call God to help us to stop leading a non-growing spiritual life.
起来认真的祷告，求神保守我们，不要沦为不冷不热、失去味道的基督徒。
To ask God to not make us a careless, a tasteless, lazy Christian.
今天要看的十三节重点是试探。
Today, verse 13, we'll look at temptation.
我们从几方面来思想。
We'll think about it in several points.
首先我们需要了解什么是试探。
Well, first, what is the temptation?
我们读圣经会看到两个不同的观念。
We see two concepts from reading the Bible.
一个叫试探，一个叫试炼。
The first is temptation, the second is test.
有意思的是，无论是旧约的希伯来文或者新约的希腊文，试探和试炼在原文里面往往用的是同一个字。
In the original Greek or Hebrew text, the two words are actually represented by an exact identical same word.
单单从字的本身无法区分指的是哪一个。
It's not possible to distinguish which is which from looking at the word.
而是从上下文里面来推敲出它有两个不同的观念。
We can only distinguish from context.
在中文或英文圣经里面，如果是翻作试验 test 或者是试炼 trial， 那多半指的是来自神的考验。
In English or Chinese, if it's in the form of test or trial, then it's usually from God.
它的目的是正面的，是积极的。
Its purpose is positive, is proactive.
就好像钢铁厂里面。最好的钢铁要受过最严格的锤炼。
Just like the best steel needs to undergo annealing.
要在最大的热度、最大的压力下接受考验。
Under heat and pressure, it becomes annealed.
那千锤百炼的目的并不是要摧毁这块钢铁。
Annealing is not to destroy the steel.
反而是要让它成为最结实、最牢靠的材料。好在将来发挥最大的功用。
But to make it the strongest metal so that it can become our tool.
还有一个类似的例子。
Another similar example.
以前我在电脑公司工作了几年。
When I was in the computer company.
每次我们研究发展出一套电脑软件之后，都要做好几个阶段的测试。
Whenever we develop a piece of software, we need to unit tested a lot.
首先是我们自己组员费尽心思模拟一切可能的状况。
First, our colleagues need to think of all the possible scenarios to test the software.
甚至包括完全不合理、不照规矩来的状况。
Some scenarios were even not practical.
那在测试的过程当中，我们所做的好像是心怀恶意的不断攻击，试图摧毁。
It may seem that we were maliciously trying to destroy the software.
实际上，真正的目的是希望这些软件到了我们客户的手中的时候，能够经得起种种的考验。
But the actual purpose is to make the software perfect when it's finally delivered to our customers.
尤其用我们的电脑和软件的，都是一些大银行以及国防的单位。
Especially, our customers were usually the national security agencies or joint banks.
同样的，神为了使我们在信心灵命上更加刚强，也常常让我们经过考验。
Likewise, in order to train us, God usually tests us.
甚至神会主动的来试验我们。
And sometimes God even tests us by Himself.
比如说，我们知道在创世纪22章，神主动的要亚伯拉罕借着献以撒这件事情来试炼他的信心。
For example, in Genesis chapter 22, God had Abraham to offer his son Isaac to test his faith.
所以这是试炼或者是试验。
So this is test or trial.
那在中文和英文圣经里面，如果是翻作试探 temptation， 那意思就不太好了。
But then if the English or Chinese Bible uses the word temptation, then it's actually not as good.
试验的出发点是好的，而试探的目的却是要让人跌倒。
The purpose of test is good. The purpose of test is bad.
我们从圣经里面看到，试探通常从三方面而来。
Temptation usually comes in three forms.
一个是撒旦魔鬼。
First is from Satan.
一个是世界的影响。
Second is from world.
还有一个是我们自己里面的罪性。
Third is from our own sinful nature.
不论是哪一个。
Regardless of which one it comes from.
从这三方面来的试探都不是要让人更加的爱神更相信神。
Temptation is not to make us love God more or be closer to Him.
好像它的本质是要让人跌倒让人远离神。
But it's to make us fall and to separate us from God.
话也说回来。
But.
有的时候呢，我们还是很难区分一件事到底是试炼或者试探。
Usually we cannot tell between test or
sometimes.
Sometimes we cannot tell between test and temptation.
比如说旧约的约伯记。
For example, in Job.
约伯遭受这么多的苦难和身心灵的折磨。
Job suffered a lot.
到底是试探还是试炼？
Was it test or was it temptation?
魔鬼显然是要摧毁他对神的信心，所以这是试探。
Well, of course, the devil wants to destroy Job's faith to God, so it was temptation.
但神明明知道，却又允许这些事情发生，看起来又是试炼。
But God knew this and God allowed this to happen, so it seemed to be a test as well.
又比如说，耶稣在受洗之后，在旷野40天受魔鬼的试探。
Also, Jesus was in the desert for 40 days under the temptation of the devil.
魔鬼用各样的方式引诱他，这明显是试探。
The devil used every way to tempt Jesus, so this was definitely temptation.
但这又明明是神的圣灵催逼引导耶稣去旷野接受试探的，所以又是试炼。
But of course, it was the Holy Spirit who led Jesus to the desert, so it may also be test.
简单来说，我觉得可以归纳出几个原则。
I think we can come up with several guidelines here.
第一，有的时候我们不见得能够分辨一件事情究竟是出于神还是出于恶者。
First, we sometimes cannot know whether this something is from God or from the devil.
但是弄清楚到底是哪一个，可能并不是最重要的。
But it's not important to know anyway.
就好像约伯和耶稣一样，最重要的是在那个考验当中，我们如何回应。
Like Jesus and like Job, what's important is how we respond.
第二，圣经清楚地说神不试探人。
Second, the Bible says God does not tempt people.
也就是说神的出发点总是正面、光明、积极的，为的是让我们好。
Which says that God's original purpose is always positive and for the good of us.
所以如果一个考验的本质清楚是没有黑暗、不带邪恶的，那多半就是来自神。
So if the nature of a test is not sinful, is not dark, that's probably from God.
比如说在我出信的时候，神借着一些基督徒分享金钱奉献的圣经原则。
For example, when I first believed, God by some biblical principles taught me something about tithing.
我就觉得神在激励我在金钱上操练十分之一的奉献。
I think God was training me to overtime.
我记得有几次在我原本并不愿意的情形之下，神把清楚的感动放在我心里。
I still remember that for a few times I was actually very reluctant, but God still put this desire in my heart.
就催逼我做为数不小的奉献，做超过十分之一以上的奉献。
To actually give a donation that is of great amount, that is actually over the amount of tithe.
这是一个考验。
So this was a test.
考验我的顺服。
To test my compliance.
也考验我对神的信心。
To test my faith in God.
又比如说在信主之后，发生过好几次这样的事情。
Also, after I believed in God, something happens to me.
我对一些人口不服心不服。
I was having a quarrel with other people, cannot see eye to eye with them.
有的时候还理直气壮的公开抖的顶撞他们。
Sometimes I orally quarrel with them.
但是之后来到神面前的时候，发现神把一个清楚的意念放在我心里。
But later, I think God actually placed this thought in my heart.
说不管我自己觉得多有道理，神要我尊重别人的职分。
That regardless of how right I thought I was, I should respect the other person's position.
神要我选择谦卑顺服，而且还要为着我不好的态度公开向对方道歉。
God wanted me to comply to other people and to actually apologize to.Because of my bad attitude.
这当然不是我们本性喜欢做的事。
Of course, this is not what our nature tends to do.
但是神不允许我们轻易的把这样的感动把它赶走或者是消灭掉。
But God does not allow us to easily drive away this feeling from Him.
这就是神像炼钢一样要磨练我们，让我们学习顺服。
This is like a annealing steel.That God is teaching us to comply to Him.
那相对之下，很多的试探清清楚楚的，就是负面，是黑暗的。
On the other hand, many temptations are definitely negative.
比如说情欲的试探
，For example, lust.
贪财的试探
，Greed.
争取权力、滥用权力的试探
，Desire for power.
贪图出名、想要得人称赞的试探
，Desire to be famous and glory.
嫉妒、憎恨人的试探
，envy and hatred。
你可以感觉到这些试探都不是在引导你走向光明
，you can even know that none of this temptation leads you to light，
而是在走向黑暗，是有一个罪恶的深根在等着你掉进去。
But to darkness in which there is a very deep pit。
当然，所有的试探都是抓住人性的弱点来发挥诱惑力。
Of course, every temptation works by holding fast to your weakness.
要不然也就不会有这么多人明明知道它的危险，却还是像着了魔一样掉进去。
Otherwise, why would so many people have fallen for it?
那么我们如何能够胜过试探呢
？So how can we overcome temptation?
在圣经当中，我们看到了几大关键。
We can see several points from the Bible.
首先是我们的态度。
The first one is our attitude.
很多人根本就没有想要跟试探划清界限。
Many people don't even attempt to draw a clear boundary.
态度暧昧，意志不坚。
They don't have a clear attitude. They don't have good determination.
有些人是暗中喜欢就故意开门，甚至还积极等机会。
Some people even openly embrace temptation.
比如说有很多年轻人啊，包括研究生、本科生，还有我们高中生啊，明明知道有一些 parties 充满了各式各样很不好的事态，却还是选择去参加。
For example, many students, knowing that parties are filled with a lot of bad temptations, they still go to parties.
很多的男人明明知道眼目的情欲是一大试探，却不采取行动去预防。
Many men know that lustful media is bad, but they do not do anything to prevent it.
有一些单身女孩明明知道和男朋友独处在别人看不到的地方是非常不妥当的。
Many single women know that it's bad to be with her boyfriend in a private place.
但是因为好奇或者为了渴望一个罗曼蒂克的感觉，允许自己踏进那个充满试探的处境当中。
But for any reason, she still doesn't do anything to prevent it to happen.
不少人都自欺欺人的想啊，我还是有能力可以控制那个情况。
Many people naively think that they can have everything under control.
但是实际上这是玩火。
But that's just playing with fire.
玩火而被火烧到的人一点都不无辜。
Playing fire and burning and getting burned fire is totally not innocent.
耶稣教导我们祷告求神，叫我们不遇见试探。
Jesus.Teaches us to lead us not into temptation.
但是很多时候并不是试探找上我们，而是我们自己送上门，走进一个充满试探的处境当中。
Well, many times it's not temptation who comes and finds us, but it's us who goes for temptation.
我们读圣经会看到，圣经凡是讲到情欲试探的时候，总是直接了当的指示人是要逃避。
The Bible teaches to flee away from lustful temptation.
所以远远看到就掉头就走，离他远远的，根本不给他靠近的机会。
Seeing it from far away, just turn around and flee.
所以划清界限是胜过试探的第一大关键。
So setting a clear boundary is a very important thing to do.
有两个比喻能够帮助大家明白。
There are two analogies to help you understand.
第一个比喻
，the first one，
你自己或你的车有没有被鸟粪滴过的
？Have you or your car ever been contaminated by birds droppings？
没有人能够防范鸟粪永远不滴到他或他的车子上面。
No one can ever prevent birds droppings from falling onto their head or their car.
但是每个人绝对有能力不让小鸟在他的头上筑窝。
But everyone should have the power to prevent a bird from building a nest on your head.
今天很多人被试探纠缠难以脱身，是因为自己一开始就给试探开门。
Now many people are suffering from temptation today because they did not prevent from temptation to building a nest on their head in the first place.
就好像让鸟停到自己的头上，你不去赶走它。
When a bird falls on your head, you don't drive it away.
你长时间的让它一根草一根草的在你头上筑起窝来。
You just let the bird build a nest one.
所以我们第一件事情是要扪心自问，我到底有没有坚定清楚的立场
？So the first thing we should ask ourselves is that do we really, am I really determined?
还是我让小鸟停在我的头上筑窝
？Or am I just letting the bird nest in my head?
胜过试探的第二大关键是需要知道恶者的计谋。
The second point is to know, the second point about overcoming temptation is to know the devil's scheme.
圣经清楚告诉我们，撒旦魔鬼是真实存在。
The Bible tells us that Satan actually exists.
而且他最想见到的就是基督徒跌倒远离神。
And he really wants to see that Christians are separated from God.
他会在那里想尽办法找机会针对人的弱点进行攻击。
He makes every effort to make you fall by using your weaknesses.
耶稣在被卖的那一夜语重心长地提醒西门彼得说，西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。
So on the night when Jesus was going to Jerusalem, Jesus told Simon, 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 Satan has asked to sift you as wheat.
彼得后来在写彼得前书的时候，他也这样说。
Even in First Peter, he says this.
你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
所以，不管我们是否察觉，这是撒旦魔鬼天天处心积虑在做的事。
Whether we know it or not, Satan does this every day.
而且有一件事情。有心爱主侍奉主的基督徒需要特别注意。
The one thing that especially God-loving Christians should pay attention.
如果一个人已经是陷在世俗的私欲当中，他反而不会有什么太大的挣扎。
If you are already entrapped in this worldly lusts, you may actually not.
因为撒旦魔鬼对他目前的光景非常满意。
You may not actually suffer because Satan is satisfied with his entrapment.
没有什么必要再来积极试探他，让他维持现状就好了。
There's no need to tempt him again; he can just stay.
但是如果一个基督徒开始爱主、追求长进，撒旦魔鬼多半会非常积极的想要让他跌倒。
But when a Christian starts to pursue God, Satan will actually try to tempt him and make him fall.
差不多二十年前，我开始积极追求、积极参与侍奉的时候，就觉得真是很奇怪，不知不觉就很多的试探不断发生。
20 years ago, when I started to actively pursue God, I felt strange because suddenly many bad things started to happen.
过了一段时间之后，我才突然警觉到，这是真真实实的属灵征战。
And I realized that this is the spiritual warfare.
同样的，当一个教会有属灵的复兴，看重传福音，看重祷告的时候，不要奇怪。常常马上会有撒旦魔鬼的攻击。
Likewise, when a church starts to have a spiritual warfare, they will start to experience.
A spiritual revival.
Yes, spiritual revival. They will start to see suffering from the devil.
有的时候就莫名其妙的，这个同工和那个同工突然产生摩擦。
So, for example, two co-workers may quarrel.
或者是同工的家庭夫妻吵架越闹越大，弄得全教会都卷进去。
Or maybe one co-workers and his spouse may actually have a quarrel and the whole church become involved.
这些事情很少发生在那些冷淡不增长不冷不热的教会。
These scenarios may not happen as much in those churches who do not actively pursue God.
多半都是发生在积极传福音、追求长进的教会。
These scenarios usually happen only in those churches that have spiritual revival and evangelizing actively.
所以属灵征战是真实的。
So spiritual warfare actually exists.
撒旦魔鬼也真的是像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，在寻找可吞噬的人。
Satan is just like a prowling lion, looking for people to devour.
有的时候我们基督徒就好像在这个 September 11之前住在美国人一样，心中毫无防范。
We Christians are like those Americans who lived before September 11, who is not on the watch.
我们觉得战争跟我们没有关系。
We feel that war is not something we should care about.
完全不知道恐怖分子早在精心设计大规模的。攻击
We did not know that the terrorists are actually among us.
所以要胜过试探，第一要弄清楚自己的立场。
So to overcome temptation, we should know our own positions.
第二要知道敌人的计谋。
Second, we should know the devil's scheme.
还有第三就是要知道用什么兵器来得胜。
And the third point is to know what weapon to attack.
从十三节来看，这个兵器很明显就是借着祷告。
From verse 13, it's obvious that this weapon is prayer.
我们得胜的关键不是靠着我们的意志力量，也不是靠着我们的聪明智慧。
Overcoming temptation is not by our strength or by our intelligence.
只有我们紧紧抓住神，撒旦魔鬼才会对我们没办法。
Only when we hold fast to God, will Satan has no way to trick us.
这句话听起来很简单，好像没什么高深的道理。
This sounds a very simple scheme.
但实际上，这是胜过试探最大的关键。
But this is actually the most important thing to overcome temptation.
当我们个人遇到试探的时候
when we see temptation.
或者我们家庭遇到试探的时候
or when our family sees temptation.
或者整个教会受到恶者攻击的时候
or when the whole church sees the devil's attack.
我们需要有这个属灵的洞察力。
We should have this discerning power from the Spirit.
不要随着魔鬼的音乐起舞。
Do not dance according to the devil's music.
不要急着解决问题，用很多人的方法。
Do not just use human wisdom to solve problems.
最好的方法是沉着安静下来。
The best way is to calm down.
来到神的面前祷告。
And to pray before God.
先紧紧地抓住我们与神的关系。
Holding fast to God.
耶稣在被钉十字架之前重复叮咛门徒要警醒祷告。
Right before Jesus went onto the cross, he reminded us to be on the watch and pray.
他说总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
He said, be on the watch and pray.
免得入了迷惑这句话，照原文直翻就是免得落入试探之中。
So this actually means that we should prevent ourselves from falling into temptation.
耶稣还用了好多的比喻，一再提醒门徒要警醒，等候他的再来。
Jesus also used many analogies to remind his disciples to be on the watch, on the watch.
他的门徒彼得后来在彼得前书第四章也就这样说。
In 1 Peter chapter 4.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
彼得曾经夸口自己绝对不会在试探当中跌倒，但是结果却跌倒。
Peter once thought that he would never fall into temptation, but he actually later did fall.
后来他才真正明白这个属灵的秘诀。警醒祷告才是胜过试探最好的方法，也是唯一的方法。
Then you realize that the only way to overcome the temptation is to be on the watch and pray.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章也对年轻的提摩太有一段很好的劝勉。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, we can see a very good advice as well.
好，不然我们无论用中文或者英文一同来读这段经文。
Let's read together these verses, either in Chinese or in English together.
请。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那轻轻祷告主的人，追求公义性的仁爱。在这边有类似刚刚讲过的三个重点。
There are three important points here.
21节提醒我们要想清楚自己的立场和态度。
Verse 21 tells that you should be clear about your own attitude and your own position.
你到底想不想做贵重的器？
Do you want to be an instrument of noble purposes?
这个决心很重要。
This determination is important.
不能不清不楚，意志不坚的。
You cannot be unclear about it.
二十二节前半部谈到要逃避
，verse 22 says to flee.
这些诱惑欲望是很真实的
，the lust and temptation are very real.
不要以为他们伤不到你
，don't think that they will not touch you.
很危险，要逃避
，they are dangerous. You need to flee.
逃避还是只是消极的一面
，flee is actually not proactive.
更重要的是二十二节的后半部
，what's proactive is.Second part of verse 22.
用积极的方法就是与倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
It is to pray and to pursue God with those godly people.
所以容我说一句稍微重一点的话。
So let me say this.
我看到很多基督徒总是觉得没有时间参加一个半小时的祷告会。
I see that many Christians do not even have time to come to a 90-minute prayer meeting.
却常常每周有很多的时间可以花很多的时间去做一些没有太大意义的事。
But they have a lot of time in a week to do other entertainments.
我倒不是觉得基督徒的生活应该很死板，什么消遣都没有。
I'm not thinking that the Christian should not have any entertainment at all.
我只是很诚实的提醒基督徒要思想，你到底 想要成为一个什么样的基督徒。
But I'm just honestly asking Christians to really think about the kind of Christian you really want to be.
我们生活当中的很多决定看起来是小事，却深深影响我们与神的关系。
Many decisions we make in life seem to be small matters, but they deeply affect our relationship with God.
如果我们希望自己成为贵重的器皿，
If we want to be an instrument of noble purposes,
我们一定要看重与倾心祷告主的人一同追求。
We must pursue God with those godly people.
我这次去中国有几件事情让我有很深的感触。
Some of the things really touched me in my trip to China this time.
我们在几个不同的机场等飞机的时候，都注意到令我们惊讶的事情。
So I noticed something in many airports.
就是那些书局里面90%以上的书都跟两大主题有关。
The bookstores in the airports mainly have two different types of books.
一个是如何做生意赚钱。
The first type is how to make money.
还有一个是风水。
Second is风水。
我去到北京的几个名胜古迹的景点，然后听到各个观光团的导游在那里解说。
So I actually met some tourist guides and they were explaining to the tourists about different things.
他们每讲几句就会提到跟风水发财有关的事情。
They just talk about things about feng shui.
And how to make money.、Yeah.
And how to make money. That's all they talked about.
然后就看到那些游客们呢，都为了发财，就宁可信其有。
And the tourists, they just concentrated on making money.
所以就会照着导游的指示，这边踏一踏，那边摸一摸。
So they just listen to the tourist guide, just touch this, touch that.
或者左手举起指指。
Or pointing their finger or something, just superstitious stuff.
我在另外一个省份坐车经过一个其实一些不太大的城镇。
So when I passed by several provinces,
然后就发现已经很多充满诱惑的事情都到了这些小城镇。
I have found that many worldly desires and temptations have reached even the countryside towns.
比如在一个小地方都有一个卖成人情趣用品的商店。
Even in a rural area.They are actually adult pornography stores.
挂了大大的招牌，让人不看到都不可能。
And their sign is so big that you can actually miss it. You cannot actually miss it.
相对之下，去到了爱主的基督徒聚会的地方，真的好像走进另外一个世界，给人一个好清新的感觉。
On the other hand, when I entered.Churches, I really feel that it's a totally different world.
其实今天外在环境的改变是对每一个人都有影响的。
Actually, the outside environmental changes affect every people.
到处都在盖新的房子。
Everywhere they were building new buildings.
到处都有人找到了门路，开始在发大财。
Everywhere people find ways to strike it rich.
十多年前选择过平淡简朴的生活并不难，因为周围人都差不多。
10 years ago, it's actually not hard to lead a simple life because people around you are also leading simple lives.
但是现在许多选择向前看的人一个个都发了。
But today, people who chose to seek money, they actually are rich today.
你如果还原地不动，你就很快比别人穷了一大截。
If you don't start making money,You will be much poorer than people around you.
遇到这种冲击，有多少人能够不受影响？
Under this impact of poverty, how many people can stay unimpacted?
有多少人能够依然坚守一定的道德原则？
How many people can still adhere to their own principles?
我真的发现那些选择跟清心祷告主的人，一同追求公益性的仁爱和平的基督徒，真的是不一样。
I really feel that those who pursue God with those godly people are truly different from other people.
他们的心蒙主保守，活在神圣洁的光中。
Their hearts are blessed by God and they live in God's holy life.
最后我想谈一下主导文里面不叫我们遇见试探这句祷告究竟是祷告什么。
Lastly, I want to investigate the most prayer says, lead us not into temptation. What does this mean?
中文圣经翻不叫我们遇见试探，英文圣经翻不要引导我们进入试探。
The English translation is, do not lead us not into temptation.
那这句话的意思究竟是什么？
What does this verse mean?
圣经学者们做了一些比较深入的研究和讨论。
So, the biblical scholars actually made many research about it.
简单来说，这句话并没有那样的意思，说求神把我们放在一个无菌室，任何挑战都不会临到我们。
Simply speaking, it's not saying that God is putting us in a sterile environment in which there is no bacteria.
别忘了，在原文里面，正面的试炼和负面的试探本来是同一个字。
Don't forget, in the original text.Test and temptation are the one and the same word.
而且同样一件事情，就算撒旦的动机是带着恶意的试探，神就可以反过来使用它来成就神美好的旨意。
And even if devil's purpose is bad for something, that something can be used by God to achieve godly purposes.
所以这句祷告真正的重点是求神保守我的心。
So the important thing about this verse is to have God protect our heart.
让我们在即使遇见试炼或试探的时候能够警醒。
So that when we see temptation or test, we can be on the watch.
能够艰辛地向着神。
We can look to God.
能够蒙神保守不落入试探以致犯罪。
That we can under God's protection not fall into the temptation.
十多年前有一对灵命成熟又很爱主的基督徒夫妇，他们在搬离开伊塔卡之前对我讲一句话。
10 years ago, a very spiritually mature couple, when they were moving away from Ithaca, they told me this.
他们看我那时候还很年轻。
They saw that I was still young at that time.
他们说很感谢神给我一颗单纯侍奉主的心。
They say, Tony, I thank God for giving you such a serving heart.
And pure.
Serving and pure heart.
那他们为我向神做的祷告是求神保守我在十年、二十年、三十年、四十年之后一直到老都还保有那颗同样单纯的心。
So their prayer to me was to pray that I will remainPure and serving for the next 10, 20, 30, and 40 years.
他们跟我讲那句话，我很珍惜。
I really cherish what they talked to me.
我知道那是我需要的祷告。
I know that kind of prayer is what I needed.
而且这些年来，我是一天比一天的更深体会到，我并不是越来越不需要做这样的祷告。
And even after so many years, I realized that.I do not. It's not like I need his prayer less and less.
而是刚刚好相反。
But on the other, just the opposite.
是一天比一天更加需要神的保守。
I need this prayer of God's protection more and more every day.
好让我即使遇见试炼或试探的时候，也能够靠主，能够持守，不会落入试探以致犯罪。
So that even when I see temptation, I will not fall into it.
过去这些时间里面看到在跟随主的道路上起跑的时候充满热情与活力的大有人在。
In the past few years, I see that in the race of pursuing God, at the beginning, many people are passionate.
但是五年、十年、二十年过去，就看到不少的人因为各样的试探跌倒而退去。
But 5, 10, 20 years later, people...
如果我们真的相信一生跑在主的道路上一路跑到天家是最蒙福的事。
If we truly believe that we just race towards God's house in the final destination, our life is the most blessed thing to do.
就让我们不要轻看主导文的这句祷告。
Then we will not ignore this reminder from the Lord's Prayer.
要知道它对我们的重要性，就好像日用的饮食一样，不可以短缺中断。
We must see that its importance to us is just like our daily bread, which
is not stopped. 而且我们一定要选择和那些有同样心智的人一同来跑。
And we should choose to run with those people who have the same attitudes.
好不好？现在请 大家一同起立，我们来读一下主祷文。
Let's stand up and we read the Lord's Prayer.
如果你不会背，没有关系，可以看着念。
It's okay if you cannot memorize it.
如果你能够背，就用背的。
If you can memorize it, just recite it.
无论如何，希望大家利用这个机会，用主祷文来做我们诚心诚意向神的祷告。
Use this as an opportunity to pray honestly to God.
用中文或英文都可以，我们同时。
Use English or Chinese is okay. We do it at the same time.
请，我们在天上的父，愿你都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们的日用的今日赐给我们，免我们债的如同有所安排的劳力的，不欠下什么一切期待。救我的阿波里秀吧，因为国度权力荣耀全是你的，直到永远。请坐，我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing this. Use your favorite language.
Hide me room in your holy tenderness. Every sin I die.
经为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus, you have nailed on the cross for our sins.
你也教导我们来这样子祷告。
And you teach us to pray like this.
求神保守我们。
Lord, bless us.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one.
主，让我们不轻看你在十字架上所付的代价。
Lord, help us to see the importance of your sacrifice on the cross.
让我们不轻看你的圣洁。
Help us to see the importance of your holiness.
主，帮助我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代当中，能够活出一个圣洁的见证。
Help us to lead a holy testimony in this way, in this wicked world.
特别是马上要来的礼拜五，我们要纪念主耶稣的受难。
Especially this coming Friday, we want to remember your suffering, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你在这个礼拜的每一天，你都把我们带到你的面前来。
Lord, may every day in this week that you can bring us into your presence.
都把我们带到你的十字架下。
Bring us to your cross.
让我们抬头仰望。为我们背挂背钉的耶稣
，so that we can look up to you who were nailed for us。
让我们在默想当中能够看到主你手上脚上的钉痕。
Lord, as we imitate, let us see your hurt hands and feet。
让我们在默想当中能够看到你的宝血为我们而流。
Help us to see your blood who flows out.
So, 孩子在这时候特别为我们当中的青少年们来祷告。
Lord, I just pray also for our teenagers.
因为知道他们处的环境是充满试探的环境。
Because they live in a life that is full of temptations.
在学校，在同学当中。有许多非常黑暗的地方。
In school, there are many dark places.
有很多黑暗的势力不断的在吸引他们，让他们去随从这个世界的做法。
There are many dark influences that is constantly affecting our teenagers.
要坚定的远离这些并不容易。
To flee from this is not easy.
所以我求你帮助他们。
Lord, please protect them.
不是为了爸爸妈妈的缘故
，Not for the parents，
不是为了怕别人知道的缘故
，Not for the fear of letting other people know about it，
而是他们渴望与主有一个美好的关系
，But for their desire to be good with you, Lord God，
而是渴望能够蒙神的祝福
，But for their desire to be blessed by you, God。
主，同样我也为我们所有的成人们来祷告。
Lord, I also pray for our adults.
主，知道我们所认识人当中，很多本来是蛮看重圣洁的。
Lord, many actually were holy before.
但是后来生活越来越松散。
But they may have become lazier later on about the in their life.
我们不够警醒
，Lord, we are not watchful enough.
就看到一个一个落入试探而跌倒
，and so we see that many people fall into temptation.
主，我求你保守我们
，Lord, please continue to protect us.
主，但是恳求你，真的是在这个教会当中兴起一个一个祷告的聚会
，and please in this church give us the prayer meetings.
让有更多的基督徒看到我们需要有好的属灵同伴来彼此劝勉扶持。
To let many Christians see that we really need Christian companions to fight temptation together.
帮助我们看到参加祷告的聚会不是一些属灵的义务责任这些。
Help us to see that it is not just an obligation to come to prayer meetings.
而是实实在在的因为我们需要。
But we come because we need it.
主啊，真是愿你复兴在这个教会的祷告。
Lord, may you bring upon us a revival of prayers in this church.
看到有越来越多的人，几个人几个人聚在一起，一同同心来祷告祈求。
Lord, I see all several people gather together to pray and ask.
主，为我们在做慕道的朋友们来祷告。
And I also pray for our non-believers among us.
主，我们先在你面前认罪。
Lord, I just ask for your forgiveness here.
有许多时候，慕道朋友在我们基督的身上看到的不是很好的见证。
Sometimes the non-believers actually do not see a good example from us Christians.
有的时候我们成了别人信主的拦阻。
Sometimes we ourselves become the stumbling stone for others to believe.
求主赦免。
Lord, forgive us.
主，我们也是为所有慕道的朋友来祈求。
Lord, also pray for all the non-believers.
主啊，让他们能够看到你的美善。
May they see your beauty.
让他们渴望能够进入你的美善。
May they have the desire to enter your beauty.
让他们带着单纯的心来追求你的时候，愿他们经历到你。
When they bring a simple heart to come pursue you, may they taste you.
谢谢主，听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名
，Jesus name.
Amen.